Okay, drama. Tomorrow?
Tomorrow.
Oh, you are producing any drama? Not? Oh, yes, sir. She is qualified. So
good.
At least a braja. Any? You, she. ज्ञानतिमिरान्धस्य ज्ञानञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमः नमो महावदन्नाय कृष्णप्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नाम्ने गौरस्तुते गुरवे गौरचन्द्राय राधिकायै तदालयै कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय तदभक्ताय नमः यं प्रव्रजन्तमनुपेतमपेतकृत्यं द्वैपायनो विरहकातरया जुहा पुत्रेति तन्मयतया सर्वोभिनेदो तं सर्वभूतहृदयं मुनिमान् तवैवास्मि न जीवान् त्वया विना इति विज्ञाय राधे तन्नयमाम चरणं तवैवास्मि न जीवामि त्वया विना इति विज्ञाय राधे तन्नयमाम चरणं Now we should all go to Vrindavan. Very soon. Take all your mind, heart and everything. Give up everything from here and come along in Vrindavan. Especially in Mathura, Kans is very much upset. Kans sent so many demons to kill that very weak boy. That go and kill. Putana went, but she never returned to tell anything what began. She was finished there. And she was sent to where? Golokunda. So she did not come, return to give any information. But anyhow he knew, my friend has gone. And then he sent so many. Trinamarta, Sakatasur, Agasur, Bakasur, Kesi, so many. But none returned. Dhamkasur, Pralambasur, Dhamasur, all went there. But alas, Kans wanted that they should come and give him permission that he is killed. But no good news for him. Never. When Ras was done and Vrishabhasur was killed, Devasa were killed, Kans became very upset. How to kill that boy? If I am not killing, then he may kill me. Perhaps he is the boy of the 8th home of Devaki. So I should make any plan. Should I send a cruise to bring Krishna and Baldev? Because they are devotee. He is devotee. So I should make him friend. And I should take his help. Very easily, they will believe in Akrur, not to anyone. So, if Krishna is coming here, and we all, Charun, Mushti, so many here, very powerful persons here, who will surround him, and quickly we can finish him. Alone anyone cannot do. So I should be equipped with so many powerful persons. And then anyhow, by trick, we should kill him. So he made a plan. How plan? This plan was of what kind? If anyone wants to die, a very powerful, poisonous cobra he takes and gives in his leg. And what cobra does? And he took. Cobra was very far away. But he took anyhow and brought it. Oh, his death brought. So Kansa was doing to kill his enemy. But he was inviting what? Date. Oh, like it. Poisonous snake, cobra. Oh, here. Narada was very worried. Narada Rishi. Oh, he thought that Krishna has promised so many things in his past lives. So many things. Now he is engaged totally in Ras and with gopis. He has forgotten everything, whole world, and his whole devotee. If he is not coming to Mathura, how Devaki and Vasudev will be released from jail? Now comes stupid nonsense. He is doing so many things to Devaki and Vasudev. So much suffering. He gives so much big stones, heavy stones on their and kicks, abuses him so much. To die is better than that. But even they are not dying only to have a darshan of Krishna. So how they can be released from jail? Oh, Krishna for so many days, always meditating more than a high class of yogi. But Krishna, 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 Krishna. Why? How Krishna will be killed? Oh, day and night. Oh, he smiles. Oh yes, I will see. How he walks, what he does, how he goes with the cowherd boys here and there. 24 hours, no sleep at all. So, Narada Rishi is thinking, now he is pure, his heart is now. Anyone who will love and with love and affection, they will remember Krishna. They will be surely liberated. Even a demon with dvesh, envy, so anyone with a lust, with bad enmity, with anger, with love, with relation,
with bhakti.
Anyhow, if anyone will be so much attached, absorbed in Krishna, even in enmity and anger, they will be liberated. So she is doing from so many years. 6 years has been passed. 8 years has been passed. Always comes. How to kill Krishna? How to kill Krishna? How to kill Krishna? So his heart is now purified. He has no other desire. So how he will be revelated if Krishna is not coming? So anyhow, I should remember. Also, the wife of Jadu, are so much high class of devotee. If Krishna is not going there, they may die. So many things are to do. If Krishna is not going there, then how Mahabharata, so great war will be done and all demons will be killed. So Krishna comes to first Mathura and then to Dwarka, and from Dwarka he should be there also. He has promised, Also Narkasur, Jarasandha, very powerful demons. They have kept so many Jarasandha, so many kings in his jail. And Narkasur, so many beautiful kings, queen, and so many Rajkumari, princess there. Very soon he wants to what? Not marry. To lose their characters. So how they can be liberated? So many things. So Krishna must come from now, from Vrindavan. And he should be first Mathura. He should be given what? Sacred trait. And then he should be Jadubansi. That I am Kshatriya. And my mother is Devaki and Vasudeva. And thus he should do all these things. By these, he can take away the weight of. So there are so many things to do for Krishna. So one day, after the killing of Vrishabhasura and Vyomasura and all, after Rasa and all things, in alone, he began to pray to Krishna. Oh Krishna, you are not simply a child of Nanda Baba Yashoda. You are not only the beloved of Gopis. You should remember that you are the Supreme Personality of Godhead. You have come here to establish Yuga Dharma and so many things, and he reminded one by all these things. And you will have to do. If you are in Braja, like dancing and doing kirtan and cowherding, your all promises will be fulfilled. So you should come. Very good, you have remembered me. Then I will have to go to Mathura, and from there I will have to go to Dwarka, and from there, to kill all the demons, I must go in Kurukshetra, and after that I should kill all the demons who are remaining, and then I should take all my associates to Goloka Vrindavan and finish my this fast. So he made up his mind. And he ordered his Yogmaya to help. And thus quickly, what we can. So Yogmaya came in the heart of Kansa and advised, at once you should make a plan, in Mathura. Oh, there is Rangeshwar temple, Rangeshwar Mahadev. Oh, there you should make a very good arena to worship Shankar Mahadev. And there you may call, oh, Akrur is the best person, to whom Nanda Baba, Krishna, Baladev and all books, they have so much faith. Quickly send them. And then Akrur thought that, oh, these days are my fortunate, most fortunate days. I will go there. I will see my worshipful deity there. How beautiful. Will he remember me? That he is my uncle? And he will tell, oh, uncle. And can I embrace him? Oh, I'm very fortunate. This demon comes, thinks me friend, and tells that you should go and bring them. Anyhow, by any trick. So I will go, I must go. And I will bring his death from the personality of Godhead. Very soon he will be killed, and he will be liberated, and we all will be very happy. So he started on a golden chariot. This chariot was especially for Kamsa. Only he used to golden, like Biman for Ravana, a special. So this was only for him. But he is going to do his own task. So he said, he gave his own golden chariot. You should go and bring quickly. Whole day and night I will wait for you. You must bring him in any way. Then, thinking so, oh, always what doing? But he went. Oh, when he reached, he did not know. Why? Always remembering Krishna, Krishna, what he will do, how I will meet, what to do, all these things. Sometimes waiting, sometimes. But when he went to nearby to Nandagaon, where Krishna was, Baldev was, with in Nand Bhavan, oh, he saw some fruit pins in the earth. Oh, Shankha, Padma, Chakra, Vajra, Dhaja, Ankush, so many things. And he at once jumped from chariot and those. And then he, tears coming, heart melting, and he began to do so many stuff and stupi there. It is written in Srimad Bhagavatam. A devotee should be like a Akrur. He saw the fruit pin. We see somewhere in books and some in here, but nothing comes. We read the life and pastimes of Krishna, but not coming anything. Heart not melting. Why? Due to offenses in past lives, ignorance, but he is still. We want to do the same. No disattachment coming in our heart. We hear so much. You are very lucky. I have not heard as you are here. You are more fortunate. 100 times more fortunate than me. You are so fortunate that you are having or associates of high class of life. But I, rare in this world for me, who can give association to me. So you are lucky, more than me. So Akrur was, his heart was melting. Tadashmasaram हृदय वसेदम यद गृह्यमाणै हरिनाम धेयै न विक्रियेता जदा विकारो नेत्रे जल गात्र पड़िदमे
In this verse spoken by Śrīla Śukadeva Goswami in Śrīmad Bhāgavatam, he's saying, Tadasma saram ridayam bhatejam. Alas, if any person is chanting Krishna Nam with concentration, yet tears are not flowing from their eyes, then they are unfortunate. If tears flow from their eyes, but the hairs of their bodies do not stand on end, oh, still they are unfortunate. And even if tears are flowing from their eyes, their hairs are standing on end, but their heart doesn't melt, then what can we conclude? It means that that heart is more hard than stone, than diamond, than steel. It is so hard, harder than a thunderbolt. Why? Because of so many offenses. So Vaishnavas, they remember this verse and think, why are tears not flowing from my eyes? Why is my hair not standing on end? Why is my heart not melting? These are called sattvika bhav. When Shuddha Sattva descends from the associates of Radha Krishna and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu into the heart of the devotee, these are the natural reactions which take place while chanting the pure name. So the devotees, they always ask themselves, we ask ourselves, why is Shuddha Sattva not coming in my heart? Why is this vikar, these bodily transformations, why are they not occurring? Why? Because I am a great offender. So lamenting bitterly for this, gradually, this humility and eagerness will attract the mercy of the Lord.
Any care should be given to that, my friend. Quickly, you should give any care. Or you can come here. Okay, yes. Oh, okay, okay. Oh, it is given. So many chairs. So? Oh. Akrur, heart melting. Ashtaswat, Sattvic Vikar. Coming. Oh, he was Parikar, associates of Mathura. High class of devotees. He was in Mathura. How he was? Which comes? Reconciling that one day Krishna will come. I should wait. And I will see the pastimes of Krishna when he will come. That is why sometimes he used to go to Kans. Oh, you are very kind. You are very merciful. Oh, you are a good monarch. Oh, you can manage everything. So, sometimes doing life. Praising him. So, now, he has started from Mathura very morning and reached there in evening. At that time, Krishna and Baldev were returning from cowherd. All the sky was full of cows, pit dust. Everywhere. Even sun was covered by dust. And Krishna how? Oh, so much dust was there. As if anyone has done
makeup powder,
very beautiful. Krishna is beautiful, but if covered by dust on his hair, curved hair, and beautiful, oh, it's at or less than more beauty. If any spot comes black or anything, oh, he becomes more. If he is naked, oh, more beautiful. Always beautiful, beautiful. So, when sun was covered and Krishna Baldev was coming, How coming? With flute, all boys, some with a singa, and glorifying Krishna all, surrounding Krishna. Cows that did not wanted to go to their sheds. Oh, even they don't, they wanted that they should be with Krishna. Because some coming from forest and deer, they were waiting for Krishna. A very strange thing. He saw all these things and he was observed. When Krishna went in his house, Mother Yashoda picked up in his lap and he did arati. And he screeched, this boy is very naughty. And he screeched. Oh, making bath of Krishna by her breath milk. Automatic coming. All gopis, all gop mothers were there. They first threw Krishna in their laps, did arati, and then to their sons. After that, Krishna entered in the house of Yashoda. Akrur was waiting, and everything was there. Cow milking was done. Oh, Krishna took prasadam. Then he entered in the house. He went to Nanda Baba and did pranam to Nanda and Yashoda. And he was in a any chance, what chance? He wanted that I should meet Krishna in a lonely place alone. Oh, I will have to tell so many things. So he was searching and waiting. After some time, talking with Nanda Baba and Yashoda, he told to Nanda Baba, Nanda Baba, country is very powerful. We should try that he should be happy. You should pay his taxes. Oh, tomorrow, oh, there is a very, very big festival. From all over India, so many wrestlers will come. They will present wrestling. And so many things will be done. All praja will come. All subjects will come. And pay tax to come. You must go. Because you have a child only 3-4 days. You must go. No. So, Akrur went to Nanda Baba and told, oh, Kansa has called you, your sons, Krishna. So you must come and please him. Tomorrow, in very morning, we should start from here.